I can remember the times when there were factions, when the factions were happening, were really, really stressful, and trying to keep everybody on an even keel. It was the first time that I really felt comfortable speaking out of. I have no trouble talking about what I teach,
Right.
doing clinics and stuff like that. But I was very, very nervous about getting up and speaking publicly about this because it was also new.
Tell her about when you were on the stage and had to not debate, but
Oh,
there was an open forum.
it was a debate.
It was a debate,
Yeah.
yeah.
With a fellow who was connected with the industry, Tom Giovanetti, and there was a lady from, oh Christ, I can't remember where she was from. But it
Flower
was
Mound.
largely,
Flower Mound,
yeah,
someplace.
Giovanetti was, pro-fracking. And
That was
I'd
very
never done anything
stressful.
like that before. And I was nervous, but it turned out really, really well. But just public speaking about something that was really, compared to my depth of knowledge with music, this was like something I learned yesterday, So it was a fast learning curve, and it was, I learned that it was fun to get in front of a bunch of people and get them riled up,
We had another great learning experience. We joined a group called CCL, and we went and we learned through that group how to lobby.
A Citizens Climate Lobby.
And we went to Washington, D.C., and we lobbied there. And they taught us how to stay on point, keep things simple, and never debate. Because once you debate, you've divided your audience into 50-50. And with climate change, they said never debate climate change because it's 100% factual. But at that point, there was like a 1%. It was 99% to 1. And this person said, if you go out and debate climate change, the audience is going to go, well, 50-50. All of a sudden, you've lost
What, yeah,
49%.
but the main point they make is that by debating, say, for example, a climate denier, you're giving them credibility by debating them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're thinking this is a 50-50 proposition.
No, it's not.
And it's not. It's not at all. And so the best thing to do is to go out and give your own speech, or in this forum, there was a third party on stage, so it was supposed to be a question and
Yeah, but
answer.
what eventually came down was Adam got quite a few invitations to debate. And he actually went down to Dallas and was on the stage with Todd Staples, who at that time was on the Railroad Commission and is now the head of the Texas Oil and Gas Association. And that was the last one that Adam did, I think, because he realized that, you're giving these people a credibility when by being up there on the stage with them.
Saying that they
So
have
we,
enough there to you know, they're as powerful.
yeah, so
Yeah, you're giving them power.
the board discussed
Yeah.
the issue and everybody decided that no more debates.
And they tried to drag us into them, drag
And it
us into
worked.
them,
It
and it
was,
really worked.
yeah,
Boy, that was
drove
really,
them nuts.
really good good advice. But we learned that from learning how to lobby. And I have used those lobbying instincts, they're instincts now that come out when I get on the phone. I call offices in Washington a lot, and I'm very at ease now because I stay on point, keep it simple. I don't try to argue. I just listen. I learned how to be a listener, but then I learned how to stress that one ask. Always have something that you ask at the end. And that's it.
Yeah.
It was so simple. So that was good that we did that. And I forget what year we went down to do that. So this is that was fun. Oh boy, I thought that was really fun because we met some like minds from all over the United States. There were almost a
That's some
thousand
amazing
people,
people there.
and they were all doing the same thing we did, grassroots in their hometown, all over the United States. And you think, wow, we're not the only people. We're not the only ones.